Finance. Equity Group Holdings PLC has recorded a half-year profit after tax of shush 29.6 billion, representing a 12% profit, with earnings per share going up to shush 7.6, up from shush 6.7. The group also recorded balance sheet growth of 6%, which is above the prevailing inflation rate of 4%, bringing its total assets, as at June 30, 2024, to shush 1.75 trillion, with the regional subsidiaries accounting for 49.7%. The group has seen its deposit franchise grow by 11% yearly to shush 1.3 trillion, with its customer base now at shush 20.7 million. Consequently, this growth in deposits has resulted in a 55% increase in cash and cash equivalents to shush 341 billion and growth in investment securities to shush 459 billion, resulting in an overall strong liquidity position of 57%. While releasing the half-year results, Dr. James Mwangi, Equity Group Holdings Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, CEO, said the group is optimistic that the strong liquidity of the group has positioned it to effectively support their customers as the economy starts showing signs of improvement in the key markets. With the improved liquidity, the group continued to optimize its balance sheet, reducing leverage by shush 75 billions of expensive borrowings, announced Dr. Mwangi. He added that the shareholders' funds grew by 13% to shush 220 billion, strengthening the group's ability to underpin the private sector-led Africa Resilience and Recovery Plan, ARRP, by investing in new subsidiary undertakings in the insurance group, as well as positioning it well to continue to take advantage of any market opportunities similar to the acquisition made in Rwanda in 2023. The CEO outlined the robust growth of the group, with interest income growing by 22% to shush 84.8 billion from shush 69.8 billion, despite the high inflation and high interest shocks, which saw returns to customers in the form of interest expense grow by 30% to shush 30.4 billion from shush 23.4 billion. Non-funded income continues to grow steadily, increasing by shush 5 billion and yielding a total income growth of 16% to shush 95.1 billion. Up from shush 82.1 billion years on year, he said. He continued, "We are proud that the group has sufficient cushion on its key balance sheet buffers, being liquidity, capital and NPL coverage, while at the same time it continues to report above industry profitability metrics, with return of average equity of 26.7% and return on average assets of 3.4%. The CEO highlighted the dominance of digital channels, with 84% of transactions, agency channels processed 9% of transactions, ATMs and merchant acquiring each processed 2% of transactions, while branches only handled 3% of transactions, rolling out a common product house that allows cross-selling and bundling of products under the One Equity offering. Mwangi recalled that on August 8, 2024, EGH commissioned 113 Equity Leaders Program, ELP, scholars from Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda and DRC who have received full scholarships to pursue their university education in various global universities across the world. The scholarships, worth shush 2.8 billion, 2 United States cents, 7 million, saw 13 students admitted to Ivy League universities. Despite the challenging environment, Equity has chosen to operate in a sustainable manner. In the coming weeks, the group will release its third sustainability report that highlights the group's approach to embed sustainability in its strategy by becoming an early adopter of Task Force for Nature Finance Disclosure in Africa, demonstrating not only a sustainability focus at customer level, but also supporting nature restoration by having achieved 29.5 million trees planted, stated Mwangi. Against a backdrop of continued macroeconomic headwinds of high interest rates and volatile exchange rates across the markets that the group operates in, he maintained that Equity Group Holdings PLC continues to demonstrate resilience.